Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state's top fiscal manager was in Fairbanks yesterday outlining the challenge of balancing the budget. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, director of the Alaska Office of Management and Budget, Pat Pitney, says new revenue is key to a long-term solution.
Pat Pitney started her presentation Tuesday by comparing the state's economic status with a household budget. If the annual income had been $80,000, it was now $16,000. At the same time, she says, the family has only managed to trim expenses down to $45,000 a year.
Fortunately, you had savings before all this started, but you've drained that now for five straight years.
But Pitney quickly departed from that analogy and started breaking down the problem. State spending has dropped, and while there might be a few million dollars to find in cuts in some departments, they don't stack up against a deficit in the billions of dollars. As evidence, she pointed to studies by state economists.
If you're going to fix the deficit with cutting $100 million in jobs, you're going to lose 1,400 to 1,600 jobs. Remember, we've got a $3 billion problem. We don't have that many employees in the state, so couldn't fix it all with people.
Pitney says the real solution will come from revenue generation. She says fuel taxes, income tax, and sales taxes are all part of the solution. And she points to the governor's Permanent Fund Protection Act.
The cornerstone of a revenue solution is long-term sustainable use of the permanent fund earnings. You got to do it under rules so it lasts forever.
In questions following her talk, someone asked what the average person could do. Pitney says talking with neighbors and lawmakers is important. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
After decades of conservation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has submitted a proposal to open a subsistence hunt for emperor geese in Alaska. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
It's been a generation since Alaskans legally tasted emperor goose. In the early 1980s, populations of a number of different geese were in trouble. Emperor goose numbers plunged by more than half to less than 45,000 birds. In 1987, hunting for the geese closed, and it stayed closed for the past 30 years. 2 years ago, the emperor goose population rose high enough for managers to begin considering a hunt. Last year, the population hit an estimated 177,000 birds, and together, tribal, state, and federal representatives in the Alaska Migratory Bird Co-Management Council created and passed a plan to open a subsistence harvest for emperor geese. Patty Schwallenberg, executive director of the council, calls it a victory.
A victory for co-management in general, because we did it together.
Underlying it are treaties with many countries stretching the entire flyway from summer to winter habitats. Between 80 to 90% of the emperor goose population breeds on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The birds are only found in Alaska and a peninsula in eastern Russia. Crystal Leonetti, an Alaska Native Affairs specialist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, cautions that the population is still vulnerable. It's about 60,000 birds above the threshold to sustain a hunt. Part of the problem is emperor geese don't behave like other geese.
The females don't nest every year. And another thing about their behavior that's peculiar is that they tend to stick together as a family unit. And when one is injured or taken by a predator or shot, the rest of them will stick around.
The emperor goose hunt is proposed for April through August of this year. 1,000 permits would be available in the state, with one goose allowed per permit. Public comment on the proposed hunt will be accepted through March 13th. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And I'm Dan Bross.